What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 337th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. 337, I think. I don't know. The year's almost over. My name is SPJ. I'm your host. With me is Greg.
Hello, hello, hello. I am not in Hawaii, and I'm regretting that choice. I wish I was there, because it's real nice. Although, we got up to 45 today, and everything's melting, so I don't know what this Christmas is turning into. The brown Christmas.
It's real warm in Wisconsin, too. Rochelle, how is Colorado?
Colorado's fine, I guess. It's a sunny 57. We haven't had snow in 3 or 4 weeks.
Man, 57?
Are the Rocky Mountains high?
What does that mean?
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Yes, the answer is yes.
The answer is always yes.
The answer is always yes now. Yeah, we actually don't get a lot of snow until like March, so.
No, Will, as Greg alluded to, Will is in Hawaii. This is the last normal episode of the year, but no, we'll have next week. Next week's weird because we'll be recording two episodes. We'll be recording the one on Sunday for Christmas Eve, and then we'll be recording another one to auto-publish on New Year's Eve. Just happens to be the day I'm also getting married.
What?
That timing.
What?
I know, right? I'm giving you guys a wedding present of a Monday episode.
I have to look at your list. Crap.
I don't think we missed an episode at all this year. And maybe one episode? Why did I sound like Grover when I said maybe?
I don't know. There's a monster at the end of this podcast.
One episode last year. That's copyrighted.
You can't copyright something that already exists.
What? Grover's voice?
Yes. I mean, technically this would be parody because that was real bad, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at impressions. So for our final year show, we have a bunch of emails that we're going to catch up with. Some are probably not relevant anymore. So yeah. If you would like, SBJ, Steve Black Jr. That's what the SBJ stands for, which will no longer technically be my initials after this year.
This is the last year of SBJ.
I mean, you guys
the
can
see. End of 2018.
You guys, it's still, whatever. You can still call me SBJ if you want. SBJ at PKMNcast.com or PokemonPodcast.com. There's a contact button you can hit at the top. Fill out the little form. I think it says, are you human at the bottom? Somehow bots still get past that.
I hope they at least have interesting questions to ask you.
No, they're all just like, I would like to write a blog for your website. And that's the new kind of spam, I guess. So if you want to send an email before the end of the year about Pokemon, let's go, about whether a hot dog is a sandwich, you're more than welcome to. Our last episode of this year will be just a complete email show. So we'll try to knock out as many as we can. That's kind of the game plan going forward for the rest of the year. No Pokemon of the week, but we do have actually quite a bit of news this week, so we're gonna dive right into that. Man, where should we start?
You want to get Go out of the way?
Yeah.
Not a lot of Go stuff.
Not a lot. Well, some of it will be over by the time this goes up. All right, let's get the Pokemon Go stuff out of the way. First bit of news here that we actually missed last week, but it was sent in by Andrew from our Slack community in the Attic channel. There was a Sandshrew / Alolan Sandshrew event in Japan about a week or two ago, December 5th, I believe. And they released Shiny Sandshrew in Pokemon Go for this event / festival? I don't read Japanese, so I'm a little, I don't fully know.
All you really need to know is that, like, how they have the Pikachu and Eevee costumes for events. They had those, but they were Sandshrew and Alola Sandshrew, and it was really, really cute.
It's
wearing little ribbons and everything. It was adorable.
Yes, I agree. They were very cute. They have a website for this. It's toteri-guide.jp, and it has those costumes and a really cool wallpaper, and I think Andrew should have gave us a little more context, but that's okay. I'm not 100% sure why Sanshu is being featured. I'm sure it's something good luck or end of the new year, or Hedgehog sees the shadow and they have 4 more years of Japanese winter. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm sure someone will write in and correct us.
Yeah, and lucky enough, we have an email show coming. Really, all that means for Pokemon Go fans is eventually, when this festival is over, I'm sure you'll be able to find a Sandshrew and Alolan Sandshrew in Pokemon Go shiny. Because once a Pokemon turns shiny in Pokemon Go, they seem to stay shiny forever.
I love that when you go through Translate, the very first Sandshrew, it says, "What is sand?" What is sand?
This is a celebration of sand.
It's a sand celebration. This time, the Tatori ambassador was appointed as Sand and Aura Sand. Thank you. Oh, I love Google Translate. What is sand? It's a good, solid question.
This is off the game, all caps, the UK quote-unquote GameStop or EB Games, just called Game. This is off their official Twitter. They say, calling all Pokemon trainers, free official Pokemon Go trading stickers have been sighted in game stores across the UK. ... Eyes emoji. I would assume they're the... Oh, they are. So somebody said they went. They are exactly the same stickers that were featured in the Pokemon Go summer trading tour they did with all those YouTubers. I don't know if you guys remember those.
Not really.
No.
They're like two arrows, but like the one arrow is like the top of a Pokeball and the other arrow is white. So they're supposed to signify trading and also...
Oh...
Are these literal physical stickers?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm disappointed I don't have one because I love stickers.
I'd pay money for them. I guess they're free. If you live in the UK, I would probably go to your local game and get these stickers if you like Pokemon Go, which I would assume you probably do if you're still listening to a Pokemon podcast.
If you live in the US, it's free plus the cost of a flight and lodging.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just got
to
get...
Well, really, you just have to fly there,
uh-huh,
go to the store, and you can fly out the same day. You don't have to stay.
That sounds exhausting.
Well, I mean, I'm saying it's not, but...
Game... I wonder if Game has, like, GameStop employees where, like, they're either really stingy or they just don't care and they put the whole pile out and then one person comes in and takes the entire pile and they just don't care, but it kind of ruins it for everyone, or... They're really stingy, and they require you to pre-order something to get the stickers, even though the stickers should be free.
I'm sure the universal problems of game stores exist overseas. Like, there's no way that that's not... People are people. They're going to be like, eh, whatever. I mean, there are still expired Pokemon Legendary cards sitting out at my local Target. Like, they've not bothered to throw those away, gosh, even though you can't use them anymore.
My Targets are usually like, oh, day's over, going right in the trash. Last bit of Pokemon news here. Pokemon Go news, I'm sorry. This is off Pokemon's actual website, Pokemon.com, titled Winter Wonders in Pokemon Go. Get up and go. Can I tell you a big
do the polls
pet peeve about, like, when it's so dumb, it's such a petty thing, but I hate when journalists or just anyone...
Copywriter, look, this is like the 15th version of this, and they don't care, and they just want to get home for the day, so they're going to put whatever makes upper management happy.
No, I was... yes, that. I just hate when like, there's articles about Pokemon Go and they don't capitalize the O in Go, because that's actually how it's titled.
This took a hard left turn.
So it really bothers me when the O is lowercase in people's articles. I mean, it's right here, like, the Go is capitalized on Pokemon's website, because obviously they know their product, but...
They have the brand guidelines, but Joe Blow at Comic Book Resources is like, whatever, it's just a word. They're not paying me.
To be fair, I'm sure a significant portion of it is probably a spell checker or an autocorrect.
Oh, that like shifts it back down to lowercase?
Yeah.
Look.
I will never get tired of the Go puns, though.
I will. I'm there. I'm already there and come back around again and been over it.
I'm just telling journalists, do your jobs.
This is a shout out. 2019 journalists, we're coming for you.
Okay, where were we? Okay, rant
so
over.
What's the actual news?
Make the holidays even more festive with with great bonuses during the Pokemon Go, all caps by the way, holiday event,
Jesus.
Including a better chance of hatching Pokemon like Smoochum, Azurill, I don't know how to say that one.
Azurill.
Azurill. From eggs and chance to catch special event-themed Pokemon. More Pokemon originally discovered in the Sinnoh region will be appearing too. From December 18th through January 2nd, look for a special Pikachu geared up for the holidays. They'll be wearing festive hats. Tell me if you've seen
that
before.
It's the same Santa hat. Is that new?
Yeah, but it's probably shiny this time around.
Ugh.
Delibird will also make an appearance. There's even a chance you'll catch a shiny one.
Ooh.
And with the thermometer.
thermometer!
It was either thermometer or the other way, I would have butchered it. Which would have probably been like thermometer or something bad like
well,
that.
Well, thermometer is right.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. Let's erase that 5 seconds of podcasting from your mind.
Nope, keep it in.
And when the thermometer... dropping, comma, you can expect more ice-type Pokemon to show up near you, too. To go along with these Pokemon sightings, look forward to great bonuses during the event. Each bonus period will start and stop at 1 p.m. PST, and the bonuses will change every few days. Here is the schedule. December 18th through 22nd, double candy for catching and transferring Pokemon. This is amazing. Because I just increased my storage to 2,000, and I'm already up to 1,800 Pokemon.
What? Transfer? Oh
no, I gotta wait 2 days. I'm glad I didn't transfer any of them. This is great.
I have to do that too.
This is fantastic. So double candy for catching and transferring. December 22nd to 26th, double Stardust for catching. December 26th to 30th, double XP for catching. And December 30th through January 2nd, incubators are twice as effective.
Everybody's going to be hatching eggs at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're going to do. Good thing whatever.
No stops at that venue.
We get them from friend gifts. Like, we'll be gifting each other and hatched eggs.
All right. Plus, you'll receive one incubator a day when you spin your first Pokemon Pokestop of the day. They'll come in extra handy because even more Pokemon will be available in 7K eggs. The eggs you get from opening gifts from your friends for a limited time. And during the event, you are more likely to find Pokemon in 7K eggs, these Pokemon in 7K eggs, than you normally would. December 18th also marks the date when more Pokemon originally discovered in the Sinnoh region will start showing up around the world. Look for a wider variety of Pokemon in the wild, in addition to newly available Pokemon that will hatch from eggs. This will continue to appear after the Pokemon Go holiday event ends on January 2nd. Bundle up and enjoy bonuses starting the 18th in Pokemon Go.
So in Slack, Bobby posted a picture of some of these things. So Snover is part of the increased ice types, apparently.
Which
Munchlax,
is new.
Munchlax, Chingling, and Mantyke are going to be in the 7K eggs, probably. They're supposed to be Delibird-themed sweater, gloves, and boots in the style shop. Delibird is supposed to be shiny, so it'd be the purple form. And then at this point, it's just the Santa hat Pikachu, although there's possibility of a different hat, but I highly doubt it, because why? Enough hats. We're done.
I like the hats.
Yeah, but you can't do anything with them.
That great, great Santa hat.
Yeah, but I like...
Which is very unique and exciting.
I like collecting stuff. That's, like, the thing about Pokemon is I know, like, you know, Rochelle knows this. 2 years ago, I didn't care about shiny Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily argue that 2 years ago when Pokemon Go came out, Pokemon Go players, while there are crossover with the main series players, also did not care about shiny Pokemon because most of them didn't know shiny Pokemon were even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And while I do a lot of shiny hunting on my Twitch stream, it's not because they're specifically shiny. I just like collecting Pokemon. They could say, like, all of a sudden, I don't know, like, oh, here's a good example. Cast form in Black and White 2 is super hard to get. It is only on one route. It was, this is why I know this, because they actually make it really hard to get. It's on the route right before Chargestone Cave. It's the only place to get in the game. And the only actual way to get it to spawn is to, like, either walk or ride your bike back and forth to make the little grass shake where it's mostly Audino. And then you go in there and, like, 95% of the time it's Audino. And then, like, 1% of the time it's cast form. I spent 3 hours looking for a cast form that wasn't even shiny, but that doesn't matter. Like, Pokemon can make specific Pokemon rare, and I think that's cool. So, like, I get that a lot of people are sick of the hat Pikachus, but I don't know. It's just another thing I can collect.
No, collecting is really fun. There's a reason the catchphrase is gotta catch them all, because that's the fun part. I just don't care for the Santa hat in particular. It's nothing about the hats. I just am done with Santa hats. I've seen enough Santa hats to cuddly the rest of my life. So put on something else that's cute. Do a little wreath of poinsettias or something.
Top hat with holly on it. Like a Tiny Tim, Bob Cratchity sort of thing.
That would be cute. I would be extremely excited for that.
What we're going to get is an elf hat.
What if they started putting the glasses on Pikachu for New Year's, like, you remember?
Let's say 2018.
Yeah, but it all went downhill after 2009. They still try to make the glasses work. But 2009 is the last
fine
year.
They're going to be fine in 2020.
Are they?
Yeah.
You're going to have a tube between your eyes.
It's fine. It's just going to be
awkwardly
offset.
It hooks over your
nose.
Also, we're going to be fighting over any sort of material that we can possibly get in 2020, so they'll be worth a lot on the black market.
What are they going to do in 2021? There's only 1-0 at that point.
At that point, I'm sure they just become, like, glasses with slits in them.
Yeah.
They're just a rectangle, just 2021 painted on. It's just slits.
I mean, at that point, the sun will be so bright and there's no air that we have to wear glasses anyway, so nobody cares what they look like, because you're not stepping outside into the blazing heat ball.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, you're slightly older.
I am slightly older. That is true.
Did they have glasses in, like, the 90s, or was this a very 2000 thing? Because I remember it being 2000, like 2005, or maybe 2004 is the first time I think I really saw the glasses mainstream. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really year glasses up until 2000. Like, when 2000 hit, because it was the 20s, like, hey, those are glasses. That works. But, like, there was nothing about 19 that was particularly conducive to putting your eye through. We had different things in the 70s and 80s.
if you're going out for the holidays as well, just a reminder that if you do care about shinies, Snow Runt can be shiny.
And Snow Runt is a cutie pie. Gotta get one.
Very cute.
Stupid Christmas tree. I'm quitting Pokemon forever!
Did we talk about
that thing?
We talked about Munchlax, Chingling, and
yep.
The other bit of Pokemon Go news is, oh, also in the picture, we didn't mention this, in the picture on Pokemon.com, it shows the three lake spirits. So I'm assuming those are the three next raid bosses.
Probably.
Because they're featured. Your boys, Ho-Oh and Lugia. By the time this podcast goes up, they'll probably be gone, but they were featured for Saturday and Sunday, which I think is nice. Like, I know some people are like, oh, Lugia again. It's 2 days.
It's going to be fine. Some of us don't have it. Some of us are going out later today to get it with their little brothers. It's fine.
I have them, and I don't care.
It's fine. I actually would like them to repeat a lot of legendaries every now and then for 2 days because, I don't know, I feel like variety is good.
Agreed.
30 days of the same legendary. It's fine. It's all fine. Look, Pokemon Go is a fine.
It's a fine
it's
product.
It's fine.
It does fine. Fine.
It's all fine. That's all our Pokemon Go news. This is off Bulbul News Now. Brock and Misty will make another appearance in the 102 episode of the Sun and Moon anime. I can't believe they're already past 100 episodes.
I know, and I have not been on top of that. I'm so far behind.
I have like 50 episodes to catch up on. Look at my life. Look at my choices.
So much anime. What if instead they just cut the episodes in half and they just slightly improve the quality? Set to air on December 23rd in Japan. It's titled Alola in Alola, Brock and Misty. And our friends over at comicbook.com have a slight teaser trailer for it. But it says, fans have a bit of an understanding of what's going down. A giant mechanical suit of Meowth is seen taking on Misty's Gyarados. Team Rocket has something to do with the upcoming anime arc, and fans are convinced Misty is there to put Jesse and James in their place. And the trailer also shows Brock flirting with Nurse Joy.
Thirsty old Brock.
Classic.
Definitely been in a giant mechanical suit before, right?
It's the most classic part.
Yeah, they're giant robot builders. They have, it's like a thing.
This is
the best thing.
100% nostalgia bait. This is from 15 years ago in the anime, so you adults now should watch it.
Yeah, and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense. Everyone who was 10 years old 20 years ago is now 30.
30 years old and has 10 years old because they made terrible life choices.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I mean, it looks cute. Like, I watched the preview. It looks cute. I mean, it'll be whatever.
The actual episodes, the two-parter with Brock and Misty, or the end of season one of Sun and Moon, which is technically season 20, those episodes were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They only showed Ash's Kanto Pokemon, and they didn't show, like, his Infernape or his...
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember any other Pokemon that he didn't give away.
Any of the other...
No, he gave away his Greninja.
Surely at least 24 Pokemon he's ever had.
He gave away most of his... He gave away his Goodra, right? I think...
Did he?
I think he gave away his Goodra and and his Greninja. Wait, didn't he have a Staraptor? Did he give that away too?
No.
I literally don't know, and that's fine. It sounds like something Ash would do, so we're just going to choose to believe it's true, okay?
Ash's Muk is the best. No, Ash's Kingler is so good. And Ash's Tauros are really good, too.
I mean, I know I have the list of all of his Pokemon. It doesn't say that he got rid of Staraptor at the end of it. Like, he didn't give it to anybody. Not according to what I'm reading.
Is it? Does he give it to a different professor?
Maybe.
Does, like, I don't know, who's Gen 4? Rowan? Does he give Staraptor to Rowan?
Maybe. I mean, they don't, like... That it's been a bunch of seasons. They just sort of like send him off to a place. They don't show him like doing that go back home and visit Dad Mime or Mom, like, and then passing him off to Oak. Like, they haven't had one of those episodes that I remember. I think they just like, well, he put them somewhere and is moving on. I would assume he would send it to Oak, right?
I would assume so, but no one truly knows. They just hope that you don't think about it because they also didn't think about it.
I mean, he has a Hawlucha. Where'd Hawlucha go?
No knows.
If you haven't seen the anime, you should watch the Brock and Misty two-part episode. You don't need to watch any of the other Sun and Moon to understand it.
You don't need to watch much to understand those episodes. Like, have a passing knowledge of Pokemon and watch a Pokemon anime episode. You're like, okay, I get what's going on.
If you've made
it's
it
not
to
a deep, deep series.
You made it the part of season 1 and 2 and 3 of when Ash did get a Muk and Ash did get a Kingler. I feel like you would really appreciate those episodes.
Staraptor and all that are not listed in Pokemon that he used to have or Pokemon that can be called upon, meaning that he got rid of them. So, like, where are they? Ash, what have you done with your hordes of Pokemon?
I would assume they go to the professor per region then at that point.
But he doesn't, like, ever send anything to them. Like, they're like, oh, hey, here you are. Welcome. Like, he rarely gets anything from them. So why would he send it to them? He would send them all to Oak. Oh, what is Oak doing with them?
Okay,
ooh,
but
the conspiracy is deep.
Here's the thing. What if the answer is actually just that Ash is a really bad trainer and probably just lost his Pokemon?
He just left him at a mall somewhere. I don't know.
Probably.
I'll catch new ones. He goes through the memory wipe every season. Forget how to battle. Hey, Pikachu, come here. We're going to put these dampeners on you for a while.
Yeah, well, Brock and Misty are coming back, so...
If you do like watching the Pokemon anime, I do highly suggest The Sun and Moon. It's very good. It's very enjoyable.
It's good. Oh,
it's better than the others.
I didn't even include this in
Moose.
The movie, the bad movie is on iTunes.
Yay.
I shouldn't say the bad movie. It's not that bad. But
the less than ideal movie is on iTunes.
The
it's
Power of Us.
Strongly middling.
The
Middle of the Road, Don't Pay for This Movie is on iTunes. Rent it, maybe.
If you want to pay for it, the HD version on iTunes is $14.99. I cannot remember a movie in a while that went theater. The next week it was shown on Disney XD. The next week it was on iTunes / Amazon. They moved real fast on that.
I mean, to be fair, it was in three theaters for like, what was it, like 3 weeks?
A week.
Which is pretty long for... No, it was like 3 weekends, which is pretty long for a Fathom event thing.
I mean, it was here. It was 2 weekends here. It was actually like, it was a Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday again, and then it was gone. Like, we had a very limited...
Yeah, that's how it was in Wisconsin,
we had about a
too.
Week. We had
really,
like a week.
When
yeah.
I went and got my tickets, there were like 3 whole Friday through Sunday weekends.
We had very limited showings.
Wow. It was more than 1 weekend, which is pretty good for a Fathom event.
I mean, hey, Fathom events are going to milk money out of everybody.
Fathom events are so hit and miss.
Yeah.
I like them. It's just I've had really good and really bad experiences with them.
Welcome to Fathomcast, your Fathom events podcast, where we rate Fathom events.
If you want a better movie for the holiday, also Your Name is in iTunes, and that movie is very good. It's just also the viewers also bought Your Name, Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon the Movie 2000, Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, well, all right.
Teach their own, I guess.
So yeah, there you go. Movies on iTunes, Amazon Video. I'm sure they'll rerun it on Disney XD if you haven't seen it.
But here's a question. How much is it to rent the movie?
$5.
$2.99.
$4.99.
$5?
On iTunes it is, yeah.
Jeez.
That's pricey.
$5 is the most I would pay to watch this movie. I'd aim for more like $3 to $4.
I mean, I would be like, hey, it's 99-cent rental. Let's make fun of it.
You can't go wrong with a 99-cent rental.
No, you can't.
Mm-mm.
You can riff tracks that thing to it.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more Pokemon news, but we'll be right back.
Before we go on, is Shrek considered good or bad anymore? I don't know. I can't tell. Because when Shrek came out, I definitely liked Shrek. And now I like kind of feel weird saying I like Shrek. I definitely like Shrek. I like Shrek. I definitely like Shrek. I like Shrek. I can't tell if people actually like or dislike Shrek.
I definitely like Shrek. I like Shrek. I definitely like Shrek. I like Donkey.
And we are back from our break. I got some more news off comicbook.com.
The finest source on all of the internet.
They love their Pokemon news.
They do.
2018 is comicbook.com's breakthrough into Pokemon. Titled, Pokemon to make a special robot Pikachu plush. Nothing? No?
That sounds like, pretty cute.
All right.
What? What do they mean by robot?
I will tell you.
I have a lot of questions.
I'm glad you asked, Greg. Rollin Bishop over at comicbook.com wrote an article. Robot Pikachu might have previously only appeared in Pokemon games such as Heart Gold and Soul Silver. But the little electric powered mouse will soon be making a splash as an official plush. I felt like they dropped the ball on the word splash. There probably could have been like making a zap, making a beep.
Those are not like phrases, though. Like, making a beep is not like, hey, this was so successful, it totally made a beep.
Like, this podcast is always making beeps.
This is the best beep podcast. Beep also suggests other things. This is like, okay, so we got a robot that's beeping.
Put on a shirt. Rochelle can't even contain herself right now.
I don't even know how to react to this. Oh my gosh. Okay. Tell us about this beep of a plush, okay?
A recent announcement on Pokemon's Japanese website revealed a whole slew of new experiment-related goods and merchandise that will be coming to Pokemon Center to starting December 22nd, Japanese Pokemon Center. While there appears to be no specific English version of the reveal at the time, it is possible that these could make their ways overseas. Robot Pikachu previously appeared in Heart Gold Soul Silver as part of the trainer image before battling with a super nerd. The robotic plush comes in two sizes, 21 centimeters and 50 centimeters. But for our American listeners, that is 8 inches or 19.5 inches. Other mechanical merchandise includes an experimental plush like a set of keychains featuring Charmander, Alolan Vulpix, Piplup, as well as regular Pikachu and Robot Pikachu. There's also a small blackboard, a coin purse, phone case, shirts, socks, the usual lineup of branded stuff. And finally, the Pokemon Company also released a special visual to commemorate the new merchandise line. You can check it out below. So I guess the easiest way to see that will be on the Twitter, because I will tweet it out.
Perfect. If you're worried that this won't come to the U.S. or whatever country you're in, there are definitely websites where you can go and order things, and they will go to a Japanese Poke Center and buy it for you and ship it to you. Or you can just make friends with someone in Japan.
That's true. I've had...
Tell them that this is the beep, that you have to have it. You've never seen such a beep before.
We beep it everywhere.
I beep it, you beep it. It's so beeping. I can't believe how much of a beep this is. It's beep on a beep, that's for sure.
Everything's fine. Fine.
I have had good success with a website called Japan Stuffs, just japanstuffs.com.
I mean, the Super Nerd Robot Pikachu Plus is on their website for pre-order for a December 22nd release.
Yeah, so
also, I did not realize I could get a big Chocobo plush. So not have come to this website.
They do a lot of Japanese stuff. I'm sure they do. They probably do pretty well. They probably collect pre-orders and then walk over to Pokemon Center and then buy as many as they need and go from there. Probably buy a couple extra, but they only deal with like official stuff from my understanding. So I know sometimes if you just order on eBay or Amazon, you'll get shipped something that was nothing like the picture.
Yeah.
This is not the beep I ordered.
If you want the finest beeps, they're not a sponsor.
Go to japanbeep.beep.
Japanbeep.beep is my new website. Is .beep a domain that you can actually purchase?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's look it up.
So the future email will actually be sbj@pkmncast.beep. So keep that in mind.
I'm not seeing .beep as a thing.
Okay.
That's so disappointing.
We would have to purchase that immediately. Okay. More Pokemon news here. This is off Polygon. Friend of the show, Allegra Frank. Pokemon's next movie is Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Again, the Mewtwoing.
The next Pokemon movie in the long-running franchise looks familiar. It's Mewtwo's Strike Back Evolution. I think that's the whole title of the movie. A feature that's said to have some kind of tie to the first Pokemon movie. But whether or it's a sequel or a remake or something entirely new is a mystery. The movie was first teased this summer in Japan with the release of Pokemon Everyone's Story, which is known in the U.S. as Pokemon The Power of Us. All we have to go off of is the artwork, which features Mewtwo's eye, I guess, his face.
Yeah, big old eye staring at you.
Hardcore stare down.
Bring it on, beep.
Japanese news site Natalie gives... I don't know what that means. It's clickable. What is this? Oh, it's Natalie... The website is natalie.nu. Whoa, okay. It's all in Japanese, so I can't read it. Japanese news site Natalie gives us the faintest clue of what it means. The first Pokemon movie was called Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back. And it pits the psychic type against Ash, Pikachu, a bunch of other Pokemon. Pikachu memorably slapped another Pikachu repeatedly in the face.
That was definitely the most memorable part of that movie.
Yep.
Ash died, was revived by the tears of Pokemon, if you don't recall.
Spoiler.
Spoilers
go at the beginning of the spoiler.
Oh, my bad. First movie was later followed by a direct sequel, which I've never seen, called Mewtwo Returns, was direct to video here in the U.S.
No, that's fine. Don't see it. You are better off not seeing it.
Allegra says it was very, very dull, in my opinion.
Dull is being very generous. It is explicitly horrible. Like, it's just... painful to watch.
Worse
and I will watch
than
anything.
The Volcanion movie?
Arguably, yes. There are that just went like direct to video, and they're both... I don't even have the words to describe how horrible they are. Like, there's a reason no one has heard of them. It's because they aired once on television, and then they realized that this was a horrible mistake, and then they never showed it again. So...
how have we not watched this for a movie night?
Yeah.
We need to, at this point.
I don't even think that one's on iTunes. But this new movie, who we don't know if it's a sequel, we don't know if it's a remake, we don't know if it's a combination, we don't know if it's all new. They kind of, I don't know, in my eyes, they made it seem like The Power of Us was going to be like somewhat of a reimagining of The Power of One. Maybe I just was being a dumb and got misled.
I think they like wanted to get people in the theaters with that. Like, hey, remember this really good movie? Here's a terrible one that sort of makes you maybe think about it. It has Lugia in it. Cha-cha.
I legitimately did not remember or realize the parallels between those two movies, so I can't say.
To debut July 12th, 2019 in Japan, and it does not look like Mewtwo Returns is on iTunes.
Nope. Not even Amazon Prime.
Oh, wait. Actually, Rochelle, I'm going to put you on your spot. You have your own news.
Oh, uh-oh. Gosh.
This is the most beep news yet.
Oh my gosh.
Rochelle is breaking news that may or may not involve if you have a passport.
Oh my gosh. This is the most exciting part of my entire year. Okay. So I'm so glad you brought this up because this is very important and everyone needs to know this. So when Sun and Moon first came out, they had that box set with the fancy official guide that came with, like, it's in a fancy box. It came with, like, a journal and a really bad pen that looks really nice, but it's awful. And most importantly, it came with a little Alola trainer passport like you get in the game. And the trainer passport has a little Alola trainer passport cover. And I learned recently when I happened to get a passport that that cover fits an actual legitimate real life United States passport. This is the most exciting thing of 2018.
Get ready to be pulled over by the TSA every time.
I didn't even remember what was in that box. Like, I opened it and I took a bunch of pictures and I was like, this is, I'm like one of those people that buy something and then it just sits on the shelf and I never use it.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, it's bad.
No, but it's such a good box.
It is a very good box. I mean, I've used a bunch of stuff out of mine, but I have not played with the passport. But yeah, Steve has lots of things on the shelves.
That I, like, never use.
That never use.
When I saw your tweet, Rochelle, I immediately opened that, and I was like, oh my goodness, this came with so much stuff I completely forgot about.
It was actually, like, a super good buy. Like, definitely worth the price of it.
Yeah.
Because it came with, first of all, the box is very fancy and nice. And it came with the really nice hardcover game guide and the passport with the little stickers so that you could put the stickers in your passport, to, like, the stamps in the game, except that I never did that because I'm terrified to use them. And it came with, like, a whole folder of, like, really nice art, too. Like, I have a bunch of it hanging on my wall. Concept art for, like, characters and locations and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very cool. So if you have that and you forgot that you had that, and you have a passport, you can now turn it into a little Alolan passport.
It's perfect. On the inside, it says Passport United States of America, and on the outside, it says Alola Region. And they're going to tell me to take it off, and I'm going to be upset.
Will they really?
Use it anyway.
Are people weird about, like, you putting your passport in a case?
You know, I don't know, because honestly, in case you can't tell from the fact that I just got a passport, I've literally never been out of this country before. So, but I was so excited. I literally told every single human I know. And I was on Slack, and Andrew from Japan in Slack was telling me about how he used to have a nice Pokemon passport cover for his passport. And TSA would make him, I don't know if it's actually TSA, but they would make him actually take it out every single time he traveled.
Yep. Yeah, they do. They need to, like, They have to inspect it. I mean, like, there's a ton of passport cases for sale. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah, like, I'm looking on Amazon. Yeah. There's millions of them. But they got, like, credit card holders and stuff.
Yeah, but in our new world of security, you're going to have to take that passport out.
But don't they just have to look at the one page with your picture on it and just scan the code?
Yes, but they don't. Like, let's understand that their job is to be as thorough as they feel like being. And sometimes that's like, hey, you have a weird case. And also, you're not the right shade. So come with me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, your results will vary, but do be prepared if you use it as a case that you're going to have to take your passport out of that case, depending on how strict. Like, I could probably get through Minneapolis TSA without a problem. They're like, okay, go on through, but Chicago's being like, hi, we need this out, and you're going to need to stand over there, and then we're going to question you about what Alola is, because I've never heard of this place.
You're like, the obviously well-known Alola region, come on. Just hope that you get the one TSA agent that's just really into Pokemon, who's like, I love your passport cover.
This passport cover is the beep. The total beep.
The beep, for sure. On the bright side, if you choose to use this,
okay,
it's very, like, it's a very comfortable fit. It's very easy to take it in and out. So,
good to know.
This is so exciting. I'm so glad you asked about this. This is the best part of the entire year.
The beep of the year, some would say.
The capital B beep of the year.
Yeah.
I think this is our last news here. This is off NintendoLife.com. Pokemon and Nintendo Labo featured in YouTube's top trending gaming video list. I don't know. I guess this is by views. This article doesn't really say.
I mean, YouTube does have a like trending function where videos that are just real popular at that moment, they mark them as trending.
Yeah, does trending, is trending like only based on views, or is it based on also comments, or?
You know, if I had the answer to that question, I would give it to you. I don't spend that much time on YouTube.
Yeah, me neither.
Let's face it, YouTube makes up whatever they want. So, sure.
Yeah, basically.
Yes, well, it's based off of the formula that's super scientific.
I will give you the list here then, but coming in at number 10 is Fortnite music video, Boogie Bomb, which is a Gucci Gang parody. Number 9 is When You Shoot a John Wick Once. Number 8 is the official Call of Duty 4 Black Ops multiplayer trailer. Number 7, again, I think these are most viewed, is Fallout 76 official teaser trailer. Number 6 is the first look at Nintendo Labo, which I do remember that day and the internet either being very angry or very happy. Number 5 is the Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee trailer. 4 is police trying to play Grand Theft Auto 5 without breaking any laws. That actually sounds like a pretty good video.
That was kind of, I did watch that. That was kind of funny. I need to watch that again.
Number 3 is Tunnel Race game mode in Fortnite Battle Royale. Number 2 is Fortnite with Ninja. Overtime 3, Dude Perfect. And number 1 is 32 kill solo squad Fortnite Battle Royale gameplay - Ninja. Boy, that number 1 wasn't hitting all the keywords.
/ beep. Dot beep.
There you go, people. That's how you title your YouTube videos. Got to make sure you have all keywords possible in video title.
Just put by Ninja at the end of all your videos and just go for it.
Now, I know, like, when I was reading that list, some of you probably rolled your eyes because there was a lot of Fortnite, but I think it just shows how much of an impact Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, and Labo has had in the year that they're up there with all these Fortnite trailer videos, and I guess Call of Duty. So that's pretty cool.
Labo, that's really impressive. People hated Labo. People hated the idea of Labo, but great.
You know, hardcore gamers hated it, but everybody else is like, yeah, I'm going to play with some cardboard for sure.
I'm just going to say, if Labo is up there with all these other fancy games that people like all the time, I think that's pretty impressive.
At least 25% of them are hate views, though.
And that's fine. A hate view is still a view.
Still a view. As long as I'm getting them views. Do we want to talk about trainer battles in Pokemon Go? Are we going to cover that?
Oh, yeah. I guess we could cover that.
I battled you in one. That was a thing that happened.
Rasha, have you battled?
No, I literally just remembered this was a thing that happened.
I also just remembered this was a thing that happened. Yeah, they like secretly rolled out battles. Yeah.
With a pretty good opening picture, though. Like, the new opening... Like, what, splash page? I like the art.
The loading screen?
The loading screen. It's pretty sweet.
Well, they did the whole thing where they roll it out to 40s first, yeah. And then everyone who's not 40 complains that why don't they have battles, which is literally any time Niantic has ever rolled out anything. 40s first.
I don't have this yet. I mean, it's a valid criticism.
But, like, come on. Don't we know by now they do this?
Yeah, but I don't have it.
You know what? As I don't think the battles are that bad. They're better they're better than I expected.
The only real decision is at what point am I going to use my super barrier?
There are two decisions. I think swapping out your Pokemon is important, and there's a timer on that too, where like if you switch out, you can't, you're locked in for 60 seconds.
Yeah,
so you can't like switch out again. But yeah, the barrier thing is huge.
Yeah, and I think you kind of have to know your types and what possible is this super attack going to be super effective so that I want to use my charge because, like, there's a tendency when you're just mindlessly clicking, when the thing pops up, do you want to use it? You'll just mindlessly click it. And, like, you're like, oh, I did not need to use that on that not very effective super attack. I just blew the one of my two shields. And I'm going to be not in a good place for the rest of this battle because I don't know what they brought. But, I mean, it's still the tap, 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 and then super tapping when you fire off your super move, which I just use two fingers. I'm like, super tap. I'm running across the screen, powering this thing up. Because it gets every tap that I get, two fingers.
It's fine.
Are we ready? Are we ready for the question of the week?
I am ready.
All right. Now is the time for the question of the week. Let's hear that question now. Holiday themed.
Thanks.
Real good.
This one's from Cool Gabe from Slack. We have not really talked full depth about the...
We're still not going to talk about Detective Pikachu. That's not a yet. 2019 combo.
Not yet. Look, there's a lot of news this week. We got to save Detective Pikachu for a shorter news week. There was a Detective Pikachu trailer. It did come out when we were doing Hello Kanto. But Gabe asks from the Addict channel in Slack, what Pokemon would you like to show up in Detective Pikachu? Which I think is an excellent question.
I mean, we all know what I want. There's a few. Well, one I want to see either Rosalia or Roserade. For sure. But I really want to see a Sableye. I want to see that little gremlin crawling around. Yes, please. Popping out of shadows.
Cute. Spoiler? I don't think he's in the game. I mean, that doesn't matter because Greninja's not in the game and Greninja's definitely in that movie, but...
Yeah, so shush.
Okay, so wait. Greg, did you play Detective Pikachu yet?
I haven't yet.
That's okay.
I have holiday time, so I probably will, because, like, I get real mad at Smash Brothers, so I need something calming.
Got it.
So, yeah, I probably will, but I haven't yet.
Okay, so at the beginning of that game, I think it's Chapter 2, you find a bunch of Litwick.
Ooh, cute, 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 cute.
So I hope they're in the movie, because I would like to see Litwick moving and... doing the Litwick stuff.
Doing the Litwick dance.
I would like to see a Farfetch, but I doubt that would be in it.
Is it Farfetch'd in... Detective Pikachu have Farfetch'd in it?
Does
I mean, we know it has Garbodor.
Not.
So do you think Garbodor's going to be in there?
I would, yeah. Garbodor's kind of a bigger part of Ace. It's part of a puzzle in the game, but...
Puzzle, in quotes.
Klefki was in that game. That'd be cool to see. Reuniclus, or however they say it.
Reuniclus!
That is not in the game, but Duosion and Solosis was?
Really?
They're pretty minor. It's kind of cool. It's not really a spoiler, but, like, there's a lab where they're all in, like, test tubes.
Oh, I think I saw that when you were streaming it.
And when you talk to them, they are telling you what the other ones are thinking, which is, like, interesting. I mean, it's just, it's like an NPC in, like, a Zelda game or something, or literally any Pokemon game where they just tell you something that's not, it's like flavor. It's not really per the game. Rotom would be cool.
Yeah, I love me some Rotom.
And Rotom is in the game. We know Charizard is there.
I'm immensely attached to the Burmy and Wormadams in the game. I would love... Imagine
Burmy?
Seeing a cute little Burmy.
Naked Burmy. That's a bop. I mean, beep.
That's a beep. That's a 2018 beep right there.
What a beep. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I could pick just one. I'm kind of just excited to see Pokemon in that style to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, And there's a lot of, like, sign stuff. Like, the stuff that they do for this world, it's very interesting. Because, like, in that big opening scene, like, there's a still shot. It's, like, got a Victini Cafe type thing and a Wooper up, like, it's interesting that they're, like, in advertisements. Like, I'm fascinated by, if nothing else, I'm fascinated by the world they're making for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of just random things in there. So I like the feel that they lean very hard into, like, these are the most important creatures in this world and you will find them everywhere.
I just, like, think of what was in the game. Like, when I saw Tedpig for the first time in the game, like, he, like, pops out of the bushes. And I was like, I want that in the movie. But, like, those little moments are probably not going to put in the movie because they're just... They just waste time.
Yeah, but those probably could be like little cameos. Like, I imagine those things will be in the background or as they pass. Like, they won't be a major plot point, but I imagine that the movie will do a lot of those. Oh, hey, did you... Like, they're going to be real big on Easter eggs. Like, did you catch that? Did you see that in the background? Like, this is going to be an Easter egg heavy movie, I bet.
Yes. I mean, even just the trailer, people are like going through, like, there's videos on YouTube about, like, let's name every single Pokemon that you can see in the trailer. What is this weird shadow? Here's five guesses.
It's you won't believe Pokemon. Number four.
I believe number four, but I didn't believe number 16. I was shocked.
I'm super excited for this movie.
Me too.
I kind of love how, like, dark and gritty and intense it seems. Like, that's my jam.
I'm super excited for this movie, and I'm so prepped to be so let down by this movie.
Same.
It's like, I am prepped for it to be a
horror
show. I am
100% prepared. Either, there's exactly two ways this can go. Either it's going to be great and surpass our expectations, or I'm going to love
so
to
it's
hate
the beep.
This movie.
Or it's hate beep. It's beep
yep.
or hate beep.
But it's going to be beep either way.
Yep.
Beeping and bopping. Well, I think that's our episode.
Yeah.
Got a couple more episodes for the year. Surprising we didn't talk about that much Let's Go. I don't think there was anything new or something
boring.
To talk about. But what? You're already over it?
Look, I've been over it for 2 years. I mean, so Smash has eaten up my time. And I have not gone back to Let's Go. And I need to go back to Let's Go. Like, it's very nice, but I'm sort of in that mindset where I have to gear up to do the things in the after thing, and sort of, and I get my fix when I'm like, I'm just gonna pop into your stream for 30 minutes and I get a fix there and I feel like, oh, I just played that part of the game, I'm gonna go scream at Smash Brothers or run Chiba 1,000 times in Final Fantasy 14. Like, I just need to get back in the mindset of wanting to play Let's Go again, because it was really fun, and then I'm sort of like, okay, I'm gonna take a break from it for a little bit.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel like Let's Go doesn't have quite the I know it's weird since they have like all of these different things you can do in post game, but I feel like there's not that draw to be like, but do you want to come back from another game? Do you want to stop playing Stardew Valley and play this instead? I have not picked it up.
I mean, I will
in like a week and a half. So
like, this is a really heavy saturated game time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are just a lot of other things to do than like hunt, like shiny hunt or do the master trainers. Like, I know that will always be there for me. And Pokemon is sort of like when it's like a comfort game to go back to. So like, I want to get through the stuff that have time limits or that are super new. Like Smash Brothers, you know, I want to unlock things because, you know, there's like a short window of Smash Brother tournaments when everybody wants to play it. And then once that's gone, it's like, okay, now I'll go back to Let's Go. So like right now, because it's the holiday season, there's just so many competing things to do that I just haven't gone to it back to it. It's
sure.
Not, and it's not a comment that it's bad. It's just like, I know it will be there. It's a comfort game and there are other high priority things that are on a much limited time frame because they require other people.
Yeah, there's nothing really too time sensitive in Let's Go.
I mean, I'm missing a nugget a day, but whatever.
That's get them fine. Nuggets. Well, if you're not playing, you're not spending.
True.
That's how it works. Let me tell you, you just shiny hunt fossils for about 12 days.
How is that going? Why are you still so bad at finding
I'm
a shiny
so
Ammonite?
Bad at finding anything shiny. I'm so excited to do comboing again after... handing in 25 fossils at a time and then restarting the game.
Did you know that the shiny charm exists?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that raspberries make it easier to catch Pokemon?
What?
It was like the most tilting thing I think was ever said. All right, we're going to end this show.
Brent laughed so hard at that, I swear.
All right, well, if you want to send an email for our final show of the year, sbj@pkmncast.com or pokemonpodcast.com and hit that contact button. Smash it. Beep it. Beep that contact button.
Beep that button.
And you can send an email.
Leave a beep and a like.
For the final episode. If you signed up for Patreon in the month of November, I promised stickers. Those stickers are still promised, but they won't ship out until after my wedding, so be patient. I'm sorry. Your free sticker is like third on the list under wedding prep and life prep, and then the stickers will go out, so I'll have plenty of time once I get married. Greg is on Twitter at WhiteWing. Rochelle is on Twitter at Miss Delaney with two L's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter at Dragging a Lake, and you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. If you want to join the Patreon, join the Slack. ISE.cash is the website for that. Or I'm sure there's a link on the actual Pokemon Podcast website. Thank you, everyone who got us to over 1,000 reviews in iTunes. That was a goal this year. I will probably be posting stats. I usually do at the end of the year how many downloads we've had. I think this was our most downloaded year ever. So thank you, everyone, for that.
Woo!
Which is, like, weird because there was, like, the Pokemon Go year made sense because that was the first year of Pokemon Go. And also Sun and Moon, and then this past year we just had a enhanced version of Sun and Moon, and then a remake of Kanto, so it's not like it was a... I'm very curious what Gen 8 would do, I suppose.
Yeah, Gen 8 should be...
If
it'll
that,
be beeping, man.
It'll be beeping and bopping. Okay. We will see you guys next week. Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. And we are
super effective.
Adequately effective.
Majorly beep, though.
Major beeps.
Major beeps.
So many beeps. Oh. I just can't even. It's fine. Everything's fine. Motto of this episode, it's fine.
A big shout out to the producers of this show, starting with Kevin, Cygnus, Robert, Ivan, Jeff, Pat Matrick, Catherine, and Alex. Thank you so much for your support and supporting It's Super Effective. If you would also like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective, or even easier, ISC.cash. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.